It's a Friday afternoon at the Technology Garden, a business incubator in Syracuse. The staff of software design company Rounded is sitting around on couches, chowing on dinosaur barbecue takeout, and chatting up ideas for new products. As one of the company's co-founders, Eric Hinman, explains, it's all about creativity.
That's when ideas are born, and that's how large companies can be formed, you know, around just taking a step back and coming up with really cool creative ideas that solve real-world problems.
Does anybody know of or has thought about alternatives to water?
We can stop it.
They're not all brilliant ideas. This regular Friday get-together is not exclusive to Rounded employees. The company opens its doors to any entrepreneur who has an idea to pitch or simply wants to hang out.
We have a lot of ping pong and Foursquare mixed in there, too.
It's a mini example of what makes a good startup community: inspiration, interaction, and the leadership of more senior entrepreneurs. Since it opened 7 years ago in what was once a partially collapsed parking garage, the Tech Garden has become a major hub of startup activity. It just renovated to make more room. Mitchell Patterson, who helps run the incubator, says cheaper rent is a big draw for young startups, but a lack of investment money is a major hurdle to growth.
New York, even, which is newer to the game, has over $900 per person when you break it down with how much venture capital's available. Syracuse has $17. So, I mean, that is just a huge, huge gap that isn't being filled.
That's a sentiment you often hear in smaller cities. Brad Feld is a venture capitalist from Boulder, Colorado, who's written a book about startup communities. He says it'll always be harder for smaller communities to compete for investment dollars. But if they can get a buzz going, the money often follows. Feld says it takes a generation to build a startup community. One important factor, colleges bringing in young talent.
If some percentage of those new young smart people decide to stay and start a company in the city over time, that, again, over this long period of time, the startup community will grow and develop.
Entrepreneurship programs at Syracuse University are flourishing. And a recent study by the Kauffman Foundation found it's the cities educating the most entrepreneurs that are more likely to retain their companies, at least for a while. Like many restless adolescents, at some point it seems most startups need to stretch their wings and move away from home. Once a poster child of the Syracuse startup scene, online reputation service Brand Yourself recently moved most of its operations to New York City. The company was started by a trio of Syracuse University students, and they say Syracuse was a great place to start out, but they were drawn away by investors and a desire to grow. Donna Harris of the Startup America Partnership says that many startups fall for the old "the grass is always greener on the other side" trick.
There's a perception that, you know, the Holy Grail sits in Silicon Valley, and if only you move, then everything will be right with your company. And that's just not true.
But she says it only takes a few companies to decide to stay put, and then you've got a trend. And maybe the guys at Rounded Software are starting one.
Any companies you could point at that, you know, you could see the potential for them to be that company, and you are allowed to vote for yourself?
Yeah, can I point to myself? I would love to see Rounded as that company.
So that's a start, but the city's still a few companies short of the critical mass required for startup community bragging rights. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for the Innovation Trail.